whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Denver played literally no one. Kansas City just would have forfeited that game had they been allowed to. The previous 2 weeks, they gave up 68 points, I think, to Cincinnati and the Chargers. The Chargers are not exactly the greatest show on turf.
Mike Greenberg on the Broncos.
He's right.
Yeah.
See their record, their breakdown?
They're not the greatest show on turf?
No.
Here I thought they were.
Who they beat? 8-0 versus teams with losing records this season. 2-7 versus teams with winning records. One of those two wins was Sunday, when Kansas City was playing a team that the three of us might have given a game to.
Sure. I do want to say one thing about a game like that. Kansas City does get a bit of a break because they might have beaten the Chiefs, but we don't ever know.
No, they should have the first meeting.
That's what I mean.
They had the field goal blocked at the end.
So we could sit here and say they haven't beaten anybody good. If the Chiefs needed that game, the Broncos might have beaten them.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. But I mean, it's obviously not, you know, game was over at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. Well, the thing about all that is, none of that matters.
That's right.
Because if you have a bad day,
it's
going to be a bad day to have a bad day.
That's what we were talking about last night. That's the thing. Like, I went to go do the TV show, and Bove asked me how I'm feeling. I said, I'm nervous. He said, you're worried about Denver? I said, no, it's the playoffs. All it takes is one bad day. You have one bad day, you go home.
Yeah, you're the 2 seed playing the 7. You're stepping to the tee on the easiest hole on the course. Like, go ahead, you know, you can do this.
Yeah, and then you just slice your tee shot
in the woods, and all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Right. You're in the water. You got a penalty, and you lose the hole.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's why. I'm already nervous, and it's only Tuesday.
Well, I think it's a function of. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Howard's here to pick the Bills, and just kind of chat about this game for a few minutes before we do that. And then if you got the time, I've got a bagel question for you.
Sliced, not sliced, toasted.
Yeah. You know, like, it's the nature of playoffs. And you, Joe and I were saying to you in the break, people don't want to talk about this game. They want to wait for the next one.
Yeah.
It's almost like this is...
Guess what?
A play-in game, even though it's not a play-in game. I mean, I guess they're all play-in to the next rounds. But right now, there's just this... I guess everybody's kind of satisfied that they didn't have to play Cincinnati.
Yeah, but think back to recent years. Now, you guys will help me out because you know my memory stinks. They played Miami with Skylar Thompson at quarterback and won by 3.
Yep.
They played Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett.
Mason Rudolph.
Yep. And
they won by 14, 10 or 14.
Didn't sweat it out like Miami, but
it
got, you know,
it was a little
close. It was a little tight there for a little while. My point is, and I think... I think they'll beat Denver, but I wouldn't look at it and go, guys, it's just the Broncos. Let's not even care about this one. Yeah, you better. This just in, the Bills defense at times can leave you worried. So, I wouldn't, it's the playoffs. Anything can happen. I thought they'd take Miami and Skylar Thompson and win by 57. So you never know. I was going to say, I watched the Denver game until the network switched us over to the Miami Jets game when they realized the Denver game was a blowout. But I watched that. I watched most of their game against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bo Nix makes some nice plays. He's got a strong arm. I think they have him do a lot of short, high percentage throws, so he's on target. If he's in trouble, he can use his legs to scramble for a first down.
Well, this sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, the guy who's the quarterback of the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, like last night, the guys on the TV show, they were saying, like, Bo Nix is Josh Allen 2019, whatever year they played Houston in the wild card game. So, and their pass rush is very good. They've got good cornerbacks. It's not like they're going to, what are they now, a 9-point favorite, I think, right?
8.5, in some places 9.
They could blow them out, but honest to goodness, it's the playoffs, man. You better show up. And if you have a bad day, you're done. So don't just think they're going to walk through Denver. And I'll catch up to you during the divisional round.
So you're going to be in your bunker.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of living there all week.
Mm-hmm.
It's playoffs.
Yeah.
And you never know what each year is going to bring. And, you know,
knock on wood, this will be the year they make the run.
And they've had letdowns, but they've not had a letdown in this spot. They've always been,
yeah.
I shouldn't say always, because the opening round against Houston, they were not the higher seed.
Yeah,
and
but Josh wasn't Josh yet.
It was, right, it's a different time to a degree. They had a big lead in that game. They blew that game. And Allen, if he's this version of Josh Allen, they just probably beat the Texans by, 30.
How many years have they, a 4 or 5 game win streak in the wild card round now, right?
Five.
Colts?
4, this would be year 5.
Steelers, Dolphins, who the heck did they beat last year?
I went through it yesterday. They played the Chiefs a million times in the playoffs, and everybody else has been one time. They have not had a repeat opponent yet. Ravens, it's Bengals, crazy. Steelers, Dolphins,
Colts.
Patriots, Colts.
Might be quicker
Patriots
to name the teams they haven't played.
Yeah, right.
That's fun.
There are more
fun.
Of those. Yeah, there are more teams fun. They have not played.
How's that Kansas City thing gone?
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
And they got a chance to rest and get healthy. Now they just wait to see who they play next.
Knicks, by the way, you were just talking about how there are some similarities there. Want to guess who has more deep ball completions this year, 20-plus air yards, Knicks or Allen?
I mean, I would bet Knicks, most quarterbacks over Allen.
Yeah, Allen did not have...
On air yards.
Allen is 6th in the league in completions of 20-plus air yards. Knicks is 3rd.
I thought he might be
Allen,
lower,
though,
actually.
Is, in terms of completion percentage, he's 26 of 73.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he's got 26. Versus Knicks is 31 of 73.
He's got a strong arm. He can absolutely throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't feel like you see it uncorked all that often, but when it does,
he hit a throw
goes to the moon.
Cincinnati?
Mims.
67 air yards. I mean, this thing was a beautiful bomb. So, yeah, I mean, there are reasons to be concerned about the matchup. I'm confident the Bills will win, and I do think there's an element of... I'm not going to take the time to do the research. If somebody has this, send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Sean McDermott versus rookie quarterbacks, his record, I think, is pretty good. So, I mean, I'm pretty confident. I'm confident they'll win the game. I just am being my usual nervous self.
Yeah.
But I'm like everybody else. I had no desire to see Joe Burrow. Had nothing else to do with the Bengals. I know their defense was playing a little better and blah, 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 blah. Joe Burrow was throwing 75 touchdown passes a game for the last 2 months. I really did not want to see him. So Denver or Miami would have been fine.
Yep.
All right, let's do Howard Picks the Bills, right? Why not? Let's pick the whole bracket. We'll do the whole thing, see how far you've got them going, how your vibes are feeling these
days. And
who
we're going to give you for them to play.
You also want to throw away a conversation at us about New England and what they did.
What do you mean?
I mean, winning Mayo the game, right, firing the coach.
How cool is it they dropped from 1st to 4th in the draft?
I read that Mayo got $19 million because he's got a full contract there, so maybe don't feel so bad for Gerard Mayo.
That's a nice little exit fee.
He was supposed to be the heir to Belichick, so it was a pretty healthy deal.
Wow.
So I think he's okay.
Yeah, look, they got a good quarterback. Now they have to give him weapons.
Coaches, by the way, we don't always know what coaches make. These coaches are making a lot of money.
Well, it's changed over years. Yeah, I have no idea, but I feel like it's what does McDermott make?
I thought it was 12.
Is that much?
I
don't
know.
Even tell
I could be wrong.
We rarely see coach salaries.
Yeah, but going to 7 figures is routine.
Amazing. Well, they're not making Belichick money, though,
maybe
right?
It's 8.
What does Belichick make it at North Carolina?
Belichick, I think I saw 12 for him at North Carolina.
It's not a bad gig.
Speaking of Belichick at North Carolina, he's now on Twitter. Belichick.
He better be.
He revealed he's on Twitter.
I saw pictures of him with recruits yesterday.
Yep. Driving around. He was on the McAfee show with his son, driving around. It's like a buddy comedy. They're driving around in an old car, talking to kids about their high school football exploits. But
he did have a funny quote that he has not received a call from the Patriots yet about their vacancy.
Well, the other thing I enjoyed was there's a hashtag for this, and I had not yet seen this, but Belichick in North Carolina, Chapel Bill.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's real good.
That's fantastic. Those are shirts.
That's right. It's a really good. It's a
brilliant.
Good slogan. Chapel Bill.
Yeah, I love that.
How about Chapel Bill?
Let me make sure he's good at this before we go. Chapel Bill.
I'm all in.
Sell it now. Yeah,
I'm all in.
Real. I would if I was a Tar Heel fan, I'd absolutely buy Chapel Bill merchandise.
Me too. I might do it anyway. Yeah. All right. As soon as Syracuse beats North Carolina, that is.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Wait and see if Kyle McCord gets another year of eligibility.
He's
anyway,
applying, right?
He is.
Hope you get him.
There's been a couple. I saw a story that more players might get granted more eligibility.
Yeah. They're considering. I saw they're considering just making it a flat out. They're gonna add an extra year of eligibility for everybody.
No. All right.
Why not? You got
5 years.
Be in college
5 years
for
would
7
be standard
years
for everybody.
Let's have Howard pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Here we go.
Let's pick
the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Really, this Sunday will be just nobody get hurt. That's all that matters. Nobody get hurt. I'm not in playoff mode yet. I don't know when it's going to hit me.
Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Roll out. Davis open, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Hand off to Cook. Finds a hole on the left side, and he is in for a one-yard touchdown run. The Cook is in the kitchen for the 16th time on the ground this season.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know, for all the New York Times playoff machine and ESPN playoff predictor, I do not know of a single site you can go to and just click on winners of the game and the bracket will auto-generate for you.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not that useful because you just have to kind of do the math of the Chiefs play the worst team to advance. But still,
yeah,
I kind of can't believe there's not an ESPN playoff, interactive playoff bracket.
Pro Football Network does have one.
Okay. Well, we'll do it there then.
I've got that in front of me right now.
All right.
We love Pro Football Network.
So, yeah, they're our new favorite. Interactive playoff bracket. Let's do it. Howard?
What's your tailgate plan for this game?
Stay warm.
Yeah. It's not
what is it? 30s?
20s. It's not going to be that bad. It should be okay.
At least we get the sun.
Oh, that'd be nice.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Well,
yeah,
you know, more
right.
sun than if
then
it was a
4:30 or
Saturday night,
night
or
game, yeah.
So
you haven't figured out your menu yet?
No, I mean, I don't have a menu when I do pregame and then walk over to the tailgate and have like 2 hours
you
to tailgate.
Okay.
There's no menu for that. Menu's for road games.
All right.
Planning something big for the AFC Championship.
Smoking some meats?
Yeah, provided they make it.
Nice.
You got to make it. You want to talk about stress. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm probably not the only one, but this is either very normal or not, but you guys can tell me. The entire existence of being a sports fan is just fearing what narrative will come out of your season/game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I said to Joe last week, what's worse? Losing to Baltimore and it's the can't get by the divisional round, or losing to Kansas City and it's can't get by the Chiefs. Those are both horrible.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, that's right. I don't really want to.
They're both terrible.
Honestly, if you forced me to pick one, I would always say, give me
championship
get further.
Game. Right? Absolutely. Get farther.
Yes.
But still, doesn't that feel horrible?
No, I mean, losing to Kansas. I mean, I would start doing research about teams that lost to one team the same time all the time. This is like the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees in the World Series in the 50s. Anyway, go ahead.
We're always afraid of narratives. It is just, you know, how it goes. Okay, so Bills, Broncos.
The Bills are going to win the football game. I don't know if this is going to be one of those games where you sweat it out because it's a playoff game, or they just actually blow them out. I think the Bills will win because I think a number of reasons. One, they do have the better quarterback. I think I'd be worried about the pass rush, the Broncos, all their sacks, their defensive front. They've got good ends. They've got good linebackers. But the Bills' offensive line was terrific this season, and we know Josh is really hard to sack. Career low 14 sacks for Josh Allen this season. I was thinking about like Surtain, right? We're going to hear a lot about how Patrick Surtain is one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Well, guess what? The Bills aren't a team where you go, the number one target is this guy, shut him down, and you'll beat them. Because, right, everybody eats. So I like this matchup for a number of reasons. I do think the Bills' defense will find a way to be able to confuse Bo Nix. I think he's going to have, obviously, some first playoff game jitters. When all is said and done, I will take the Bills. Actually, I think they're going to win by more than 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
They'll cover the spread.
Comfortable.
But don't follow my betting advice because I don't want you to lose.
So a blowout win for the Bills.
The thing about Bo Nix jitters is he did play 16 seasons of college football, so he's very experienced.
And he played
big games.
Right, and he played a ton, right, Auburn and what, Oregon, right? He played a ton of big games, so I get that. But
yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's NFL playoffs. It's his first time. They're in the playoffs for the first time in 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's a lot for a kid to handle. Their running game is not that great.
Really,
they don't really have a back you have to worry about if you're worried about the Bills' run defense. So, honestly, and by the way, you don't want a close game for two reasons. One, if you're nervous about Tyler Bass, and two, their kicker doesn't miss. Will Lutz has not missed a single extra point, and I think he's missed maybe 2 field goals. Mm-hmm. So you do not want a close game coming down to kickers.
interior of the Bills' defensive line against the Broncos' interior offensive
line.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Big matchup. Yeah. The Broncos are really good on the interior.
Yeah, that's. I think that's something to be concerned about in this game. By the way, the Bills' third down defense has absolutely been putrid for the last month. They need to get off the field at some point.
All right, you've got the Bills. We'll pick Steelers, Ravens. We're both on Baltimore here.
Yep. We want the Steelers, though, right? Obviously, right? I mean, I don't know that Pittsburgh has a shot in Kansas City, but then you get L.A. Houston winner here, right?
Okay, that's fine.
Give me the easiest Bills path.
Sure.
I don't want. I'm eliminating going through both Baltimore and Kansas City. Give me in.
You could also do that by...
Or do you want the team that's best possibility to beat Kansas City?
I don't care about Kansas City
until
the championship. That's my approach.
Every time you get a chance to knock one of those two out, you should probably take it. But either way, we're taking Baltimore.
Gotcha.
Pittsburgh is, dead.
No, I don't know why you would say that. Just because they, the last four games
four
of the season.
Tomlin averages in his last five playoff games 40.4 points allowed.
Yeah, they didn't just lose four in a row. They got their butts kicked while losing four in a row to real football teams.
And they lost a close game to the Bengals, but they probably should not have. Anyway, Chargers, Texans, we're on the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yep. Texans about as dead as the Steelers, it feels like.
Can they rename the first wild card game the AFC South game?
AFC South Invitational?
Yeah, something like that.
Packers, Eagles.
Jordan
Who's
Love playing
a quarterback? Hurts playing. Hurts is still in concussion protocol.
Oh, I didn't know he was. Okay.
Well, and Love is dealing with a thumb or something.
Yeah. And Christian Watson's out.
He's out.
Torn ACL.
We'll go Eagles, though, but that might just come down to which quarterback plays.
Yeah.
Maybe both play.
Bucks and Commanders.
The Sunday night matchup. How about that, Baker Mayfield?
Bucks I have no idea what to think.
Commanders.
No
idea. What is that game? It's Lattimore against Mike Evans.
Which means no Evans.
I'll go Commanders.
Commanders.
They're fun.
Let's do it.
Commanders are fun. Jaden Daniels is awesome. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Commanders.
Vikings at Rams. I want to go Rams.
I kind of want to go Vikings.
Did you watch Sam Darnold against the Lions the other day?
He had a bad game.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Game.
Their defense is amazing. You would go Rams?
I would go Rams.
All right, let's go Rams then.
But again, see, I'm picturing the Rams team against the Bills in my head right now.
Yep.
That wasn't how they were all season.
Well, to your Darnold point, if Darnold has that in him, and if that is the game that he just had on Sunday, shows up against the Rams, they're not winning.
Well, I mean, Stafford has some of that too, but whatever, we'll go Rams.
He's
okay.
Fewer of them, I think.
Second round matchups, Bills-Ravens.
Man, what are the TV ratings going to be? I mean, Lamar against Josh.
That's got to be whatever the best window is they would consider.
Is there a Sunday night window in the divisional round?
I mean, I think it'd be I think it'd be Saturday night myself.
It's a night window, right? It has to be, right? Sunday would be 1-4.
Yeah.
All right. So that's prime time. Yeah. I'd be very nervous about that matchup for a number of reasons. Lamar Jackson had a phenomenal season. I know they got blown out by Baltimore in the beginning of the season. Derrick Henry and the Bills' run defense don't seem to be a really good match. I think the Bills can make some plays against the Baltimore defense. I think the Bills will have a better game plan designed to keep Derrick Henry from running all over Erie County. I think that would be a nail-biter. I think it would be a really stressful game. I will take the Bills to pull it out in a one-score win.
All right. Okay. Chiefs-Chargers. I'd like to give the Chargers a chance, but, I mean, come on, let's do the thing. Chiefs.
You don't believe in Jim Harbaugh.
I do. I think they'd have a good chance. Right now, the Chargers look as good as they've looked all year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chiefs.
Offensively.
So do the Chiefs.
So do the Chiefs. Yeah. Right, I agree with that. On the NFC side, Washington to Detroit. We'll go Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though their defense is in shambles.
Oh, my God, they're so banged
Terry
up.
Terry and Arnold now hurt.
Do they have anybody left in the secondary?
Eagles-Rams. Eagles. They ran roughshod over them last time. Saquon went nuts.
Yep. Eagles.
All right. Lions, Eagles. We got both 1-2 matchups.
Woo,
good. We're going very chalky.
It's fun games.
Yeah.
Lions, Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. All right. Fine. You can have it.
They're too banged up.
Lions.
Detroit, yeah.
And
also is predicated on a team, by the way, that we don't know if their quarterback's even playing this week.
Bills, Chiefs.
Can I phone a friend?
No, you're out of them. You're out of
Josh. What do you think?
You're putting this all on me?
No, well,
these guys won't help out.
Not allowed. They're saying out loud.
It's called Howard Picks the Bills, not support. Howard Asks Josh to pick the Bills.
Well, that's what's wrong with the name then.
This
means
he's
I'll
picking the Chiefs.
This all means he's picking the Chiefs.
You think?
I'll
Unless he's going to pull the rabbit out of there. He's going to last second. He's gonna fool us all.
No,
into
he's deciding.
He's, the Chiefs,
he's deciding if he's going to pander or if he's gonna have. He's gonna take the slings and arrows of having picked the Chiefs, right?
I'll take the Bills.
Pander it is.
Oh, that was. not very confident.
You're not convinced.
I'm not. No, I really am not convinced because, you know, I watch the Chiefs the same way everybody did this season and go, oh my God, they're so lucky. But, I mean, it's Mahomes.
They got a lot better down the stretch.
And they're playing better, and they got Hollywood Brown, and it's Andy Reid against Sean McDermott, and, you know, I mean, Kelce will probably have a big game, and their defense, I mean, they just, yeah, I'm really, they I, did, I would they, not, obviously I would not want to face them, but I'll mm-hmm. I'll say that maybe at some point in our lifetime, the Bills have to win a playoff game in Kansas City, right? Please, yes, maybe.
One thing about the Chiefs, they did designate what's his name to return, the Jalen Watson, the corner that had been out for a good chunk of the year. Their defense
that could be bad. That could be bad for everybody.
Right,
else.
It got a lot worse when he was unavailable.
Yeah,
and they've designated him to return from IR. So, you know, a week of a bye, and if they make it a couple more, he could be back by the time they play the Bills or Super Bowl or wherever they get to. But he's a difference maker for them. He has been designated to return from IR.
Nobody's ever three-peated, right?
No. Will the Chiefs? You've got Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl.
No, I took the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Oh, sorry, Bills and Eagles.
Well, I don't want to pander, so I'll take the Eagles. Assuming Jalen Hurts stays healthy, obviously, and he's playing throughout the playoffs.
I would not mind the Bills against the Eagles in a matchup.
As has been pointed out to me before on these segments, it is the one NFC East team the Bills have yet to lose to in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now you've got them hitting for the cycle.
Yeah, might as well. So. You know, might as well go clean sweep.
All right.
Hey, at least they were in the game, though, huh?
Yeah. Super Bowl.
Then you got to plan. Now you got to plan your menu for a Super Bowl, a New Orleans themed menu. Do you think for that game?
I started thinking about the Super Bowl the other day because, like, I don't know, am I going to miss a quarter because we're trying to get the kids to sleep?
You know? 6:30.
Thank goodness the halftime show is an hour long.
That's when you put them to sleep. Yeah. What's your bagel question?
Okay. I mean, there's not enough time for this, but
okay,
I'll ask it anyway. Sesame bagels.
Yeah.
Do you think of a sesame bagel as like a plain bagel with sesame seeds on it?
No, it's a sesame bagel.
Like you can taste the difference?
Yeah.
Joe?
Plain bagel with sesame.
That's what it... The reason I ask this is that...
But it tastes different than a plain bagel.
It definitely does.
But that's the sesame seeds, right?
So henceforth, a sesame bagel.
Yes.
You don't order a plain bagel with sesame seeds. You order a sesame bagel.
I guess what he's getting at is if I were to brush off all the sesame seeds and then took a bite of the bagel, is it still a sesame bagel?
Isn't it a plain bagel with onion on it, or a plain bagel with everything on it, or a plain bagel with the salt
on
it?
Some of those, like the onions is embedded in the bagel itself.
You had a salted bagel? They put salt on the plain bagel. And it's salted bagel.
What is this you're ordering? It's a bagel with just salt on it?
Oh yeah, salt bagel.
You never had one? Salt bagel, they're
salt
delicious.
Salt bagel with butter.
Cream cheese.
Oh, okay.
Cream cheese.
Okay, but it's got something else on it. It's not just the plain bagel and salt and that's
something
it.
Something on it, but a salt bagel, salted bagel. They're great.
Okay. Anyway, neither of those was my questions.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of related. The reason I ask that is because until a month ago, I would have said a sesame bagel is just like a plain bagel with seeds on it.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I have evolved my taste buds. I can now taste sesame bagels in the way they're supposed to be tasted.
They taste different.
They're amazing.
Yes, they taste different. I know that.
Sesame has rocketed to the top of my bagel
Look
rankings.
Look at you.
And I just gained this power.
I'm an everything bagel guy.
Well, everything's great.
It's an awesome bagel.
But I might go sesame over it. A really good sesame. I had no idea it actually had a taste.
Never had a pumpernickel bagel?
Probably.
Very good.
It's good.
I'll give sesame another shot. I don't know that I've ever ordered a sesame bagel in my life.
You probably just think it's a plain with sesame
seeds.
Yeah,
I get to the menu. Who's ever excited to like go through the bagel option? Like, oh, sesame.
Me. Now it's never me.
Would you just open up your horizons and try new foods, please?
Yeah, right. Yes. Sorry, I know it's a...
Follow my lead. Always nice to see you, fellas.
You too.
Hopefully we'll do this again next week.
Yeah.
This could be the last one if it doesn't go well.
Well, hopefully we're picking the playoffs and not picking the 2025 schedule next week.
Yeah.
I think is what you mean.
You wouldn't make me do that, would you?
It's a good schedule.
It's a very good schedule.
Looks fun. A lot of big home games.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
All right, boys.
Howard picks the Bills. What'd you have? Super Bowl loss.
Super Bowl. Thanks for reminding everybody. That's appreciated.
Hey, whatever.
I can't wait for the tweets.
They beat Denver. That's all I can really worry about right now. The sound from, I don't think it's Invesco Field anymore. What is
it? It's something at Mile High.
Is it
Empower Field?
That sounds like it might be right. At Mile High Stadium?
Empower Field at Mile High.
Okay, there you go. The Broncos fans chanting, "We want Buffalo," while they were closing out their win over the Chiefs.
I mean, we shouldn't be too offended, right?
No, like, at all.
Those fans have not been in the playoffs in 9 years. Like,
yeah, that was basically, we want to go to the playoffs. And now...
Not that I'm feeling bad for them, by the way. They won the Super Bowl the last time they were in the playoffs.
That's true. And, of course, the playoffs are constantly a battle of who can convince themselves that fewer people believe in them.
Uh-huh.
And the Broncos are pretty strong with this one right now.
Like, I don't know.
Nobody believes in the Broncos.
They should feel upset that these ESPN shows keep putting up Bills on upset alert.
Yeah.
The Broncos are like, stop believing in us. We don't want belief.
Yeah. Bills and Broncos. Give us a call if you'd like. 803-0550. My evaluation is that this is just a quiet little, everyone's, workmanlike this week. Hype hits once they win this game.
Yeah, ticket prices, I guess, are not,
well,
not necessarily through the roof.
Maybe that's because... This game is, it's not lose-lose. That's not what I'm saying. Winning is supposed to happen. And if you don't, it's a colossal letdown. Whereas, if you lose in the playoffs, no matter where it happens, you lose in the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs on, a field goal or by 3 points, 2 points. That's, all right, hey, flip of a coin, that happens. This would be, if they were to find a way to lose to Denver, it would be... I mean, man, to call it like a low point of 7 years sounds dramatic, but would it not be the low point? It would be that you didn't even make the divisional round. So maybe that's a part of this, is that I don't want to get too loud about this game because they have to have it. There'll be a sense of relief once they get by Denver. And from there, any win is, let's go. Get closer and closer and try and win the whole thing. I also wonder how much there is of getting ready to see this, you can make it the offense or the defense, go all out. Because for the last couple weeks, we've watched what I would say is a diet version of the Bills. Right? Allen said they didn't do too much against New England.
Yep.
And then they're playing the Jets. And
maybe the Jets they did. Right?
Sure. But that game got sideways because of turnovers and craziness from what Rodgers did in that game. So like the full force of the Bills offense, the perfect game kind of mindset that we now go into these games and think, like, I remember a game like this where they never punted. They never, they just went the whole way and scored a bunch of touchdowns. And I don't expect that exactly against the Broncos, but all right, let's see what it looks like, Joe Brady. This is what we've been waiting for, is this next month.
Mm-hmm.
What can you dial up? 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Broncos.
Are you wondering at all about Amari Cooper, by the way? Was it weird that McDermott, when asked, like, hey, Amari Cooper, family reason, right? Like, why he wasn't there on Sunday. Is he going to be back? And it wasn't just like, hey, he'll be back. It was, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know if you put it exactly that way, but just the fact that it wasn't like a definitive... Yes, it was more, I hope, in any form or at context being used as the word, was just a little strange to me.
A little bit.
Not that he's even, vital But well, he certainly helps.
I certainly think he is vital. I know the production's not there, and maybe there's not enough sample size before he showed up to say that without him, they would be a dead-in-the-water offense, because that's probably a little dramatic, but he's vital. You're coming up against defenses that are going to present much tougher challenges. Denver is the best defense they'll play all year.
Yes. I mean, who's really there's not, what, three teams that are better than them, and who are they? Like Philly?
Minnesota's had a good defense this year.
They didn't play them. So yeah, it's probably the best defense they played all year.
Yeah.
Who is the best defense they've played all year?
Going by DVOA?
Kansas City?
Maybe. But, I mean, Kansas City, even them, like, since that injury to the cornerback Jalen Watson, that's a team that all of a sudden you were able to get points on. They haven't given up a lot.
This will be it. This will be the best defense they play.
Okay.
He does draw attention away from the middle, and he also is catching these really tight window throws. Like, he's had drop problems in his career, and he had one or two, I think, for the Bills. But, man, Allen is putting these balls in perfect spots, and he makes a phenomenal catch against the Jets. He had a couple against Kansas City where he's got a guy right over him, and he comes away with it. So, like, just having him, I do think it is very important that he would be back, because I just think he allows everything in the middle, everything underneath, just be easier when you have him on the outside. If he's not on the outside, then the defenses go right back to what Houston and Baltimore did, which was, yeah, go ahead. Well, we're going to take away the middle. I dare you to throw to Mac Hollins 7 times in this game.
Yeah, you wonder if tight ends will be a factor in this game. Kincaid or Knox, you know. Might be tough sledding. Might be a game they lean on Superman. That's the other thing about this time of year. We've seen a million Josh Allen freakishly incredible plays, but some of his best ever moments are playoffs. And the resume is very, very good. You've got more great games than you have below average games.
Yep.
Right? Like Baltimore, he wasn't incredible. Cincinnati, he had a bad day. But other than that, you've had really strong performances from Allen for the most part. Last year against the Chiefs, he did as much as he could.
He didn't have a ton to work with.
Didn't get a lot of help,
And they ran the ball.
And they ran it a lot.
They wanted to take, well, like you meant, like the idea that Brady said, we want as many possessions for Allen as possible, that is the opposite of what they did against the Chiefs last year.
That's right.
We're going to limit Patrick Mahomes' possessions. They also were going into that game limiting their own quarterback's possessions.
Allie in Denver. Hey, Allie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Tuesday. I was just going to call in. I obviously live in truly the very middle of Broncos country, and I'm a high school teacher and went back to work after the break yesterday and walked into our faculty meeting and obviously got a lot of feedback about our team. And I think the one thing that I don't know that I've had anybody mention yet is, you know, Denver's pass rush in Denver, you know, they are really proud of Nick Benito. And obviously, you know, Pat Surtain makes that pass rush go. But I don't know if the Broncos folks have any idea how good Deion and Spencer are. Like, I haven't heard anybody mention either of their names in these conversations when they're talking about, oh, like, this defense is going to shut them down. And to be honest with you, I was looking at their schedule, and I don't know that they have played a tandem of tackles that are as just sound as our two guys are. And yeah. I think those two boys having themselves a day might be the difference. And I think that's something that, yeah, not everybody out here in Denver is talking about, and they should be.
Thanks, Allie.
My opinion.
Yeah. One thing on this, you know, they led the league in sacks, and I always want to go back and find out, like, well, who did you play? Because there's the year the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and lose to the Chiefs.
Yep.
They're the number one defense, and they led the league in sacks. And
they had a record, I think.
And they never touched Mahomes. And you went back and you found, oh, turns out they sacked Daniel Jones himself 13 times in two games. So, you know, the Broncos' pass rush is definitely good. I've got their numbers of sacks by game.
Okay. And who was against?
Yeah. Want to run through that when we get back?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. When we get back, because we're up against a break, make sure we have time for this. Who did they get to? Who did they sack? Who did they not sack? That's coming up. 803-0550 to join us on WGR. All right, so we said we're going to check out Denver's sacks and see
who was against.
What can we learn from this? Because sacks are a quarterback stat, often.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you play? Do me a favor while I'm running through this list. Could you look up like the quarterbacks in sack percentage this year? Allen's going to be way low.
He's probably going to be number one.
Who are the top five in sack percentage?
Let's see.
At the bottom, like you do not get to these quarterbacks. Because that'll be relevant to me. The Broncos led the league in sacks. Here's who they got to and how often they did. They sacked Carson Wentz 5 times this past game against the Chiefs. Last time they played Mahomes, they got to him 4 times. Mahomes this year has been taking more sacks than years past. The Broncos got to Burrow 7 times and lost that game. Herbert twice and then 3 times in their 2 matchups. 5 and then 3 in their 2 with Gardner Minshew. Cousins, 4 times. Rodgers, 5 times. Spencer Rattler, 6 times. Baker, 7 times. Fields and Geno Smith, 2 times, because they played the Steelers early enough in the season. It was Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamar, 1. They got to Lamar once. They got blown out in that game.
Allen has... Here, I've got pressure to sack rate for you. Pressure to sack percentage, he's the best in football. 8% is the lowest of any quarterback. Derek Carr, 8.5. Jordan Love, 8.9. Lamar Jackson, 11.3. Those are the top four. And Allen's only been sacked 14 times on the year. So, yeah, by sack percentage straight up, it looks like he's also fewest in the league.
Yeah. The teams that...
You don't, even when you... 8% of the time that you pressure him, it's a sack.
Yeah.
8%.
As you had, it's strength on strength. It's something they do well against something you do well. You protect the quarterback pretty well, and your quarterback gets away from pressure really well.
So who are some of those quarterbacks you mentioned? Like Spencer Rattler, you said, right?
Yes.
22% of his pressures are sacks. Just for one example.
Sure.
Winston, 23%. Flacco, 23%. Rodgers, 22%. Like, Allen is, what, more than three times better than all of these guys at not letting you get him even when you get through?
He's elite. There's no doubt about that. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I did just come across, I've been waiting for Ben Baldwin to fire off this latest one. And let's just say it's going to be something I'm going to want to talk about this week, next week, on this Bills defense. We'll get you that next.